So I had to cut you off there. We can do a lot, but we can't stop the clock, and we were running a little long on that. So the when you see a nice big tree, and I see it with Chinese elms as well, they're fully matured. Mm. They'll chop them down to
nubs,
leave like the trunk, and that's a technique.
Well, it is a technique of pruning style. Yeah, it is a method of pruning, but. You know,
Chinaberry trees.
Chinaberry. I was going to say, not Chinese elm. I'd hate to see that. That would be, but Chinaberries too. They're not very good compartmentalizers of injury. A lot of decay in those trees. I would not recommend this practice if you can avoid it, because the tree growing, as it naturally grows with proper crown reduction cuts, is much better than making heading cuts at any stage in the life of a tree. If prollarding is started with a tree like a mulberry early in the life of the tree, it can be a practice that's sustained over decades. But it was really practiced mainly to provide cordwood and for fencing material because the sprouts that emerge out of those cuts are uniform size and length, and they can be cut and then and used for various purposes. But a lot of people do it to their mulberries now just to kind of contain the trees. They get kind of leggy and long, and then it makes an easier cleanup to just do one fall pruning on those trees, or late fall, early winter pruning to pollard those trees all the way back. But
it's humiliating to the poor tree.
I agree. I can't imagine doing that.
There's a proper way. Yeah, there's a proper way to do pollarding well. And once you've started the process, you know, you can try to convert the trees back to natural, which we've done easier earlier in the life of a tree than it is later. But once you keep it up, if you want to continue it, there's a proper way to do it well. But yeah, it's a little bit hard on the tree probably reduces the lifespan of a tree probably by 25-30%. So not a great practice. But if the trade-off is having easier maintenance on one of those big trees and kind of containing its size and keeping it under control, maybe not a bad idea.
We all have every line full. Callers waiting to get a hold of you, so let's get started. 602-277-5827 will be the call-in number for today. We'll start with Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a situation. I have 150 pomegranate trees and 40 peach trees on my property.
Wow.
And when the leaves drop in the fall, I trim the trees, kind of cut the suckers down, cut the long branches down, and the peach trees I cut down so I can at least pick the peaches. This, because I planted them, I planted them 6 years ago, and I'm getting older, and I can't keep up like I used to. So I'm falling behind on trimming the peach tree, the pomegranate trees. The question I have is: If I should not be able to cut the suckers real soon, can I still cut them during the summer and the branches, even though they do contain fruit, or should I just let them go until next year?
To do them in the winter?
Yeah, again, or could I do it now? I mean, continue to do it April, May, until I'm finished. I can't keep up anymore.
No, I wouldn't think there'd be a problem at all. In fact, a lot of we have a lot of questions with regard to pruning deciduous trees out of season. Normally, deciduous trees should be planted during the pruned during the dormancy, as you were saying, December, January, primarily. But because we don't have a real true dormancy here, and depending on the dosage of the pruning, you can prune, you know, pretty much around the calendar year. Just be sure the dosage is you know, restricted and kind of evenly spread through the year. Yeah, in order to keep up, you know, you might need to do some spring and summer pruning as well.
And if he planted those 6 years ago, they're just now getting into their prime.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you'll have to kind of keep up with them.
I'm trying. I'm getting too old. I can't get down and up.
I'd love to come see your property sometime. Give us a shout. I'd love to see those 140 pomegranate trees.